This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. The number of Coloradans dying of fentanyl overdoses and poisonings is skyrocketing. CPR's Allison Sherry reports state leaders are asking the legislature for more resources to get the word out.
Attorney General Phil Weiser stood next to some parents whose son Braden was having trouble sleeping and unknowingly took a fentanyl pill given to him by a friend he trusted. He thought it was an oxycodone pill to help him sleep, but he died that night. His mother, Tammy Gottsiegen, said the epidemic is hitting everyone.
In a few of the reports that I've seen regarding the fentanyl crisis, the media paints a picture of homeless people laying on the street unconscious. This is absolutely not the only population at risk, and people tend to tune out when they see this.
Weiser and prosecutors are asking for money from lawmakers to crack down on those selling and producing fentanyl. Money could also go to a public awareness, One Pill Can Kill campaign. I'm Allison Sherry, CPR News.
The U.S. House has its first formal step to respond to Republican Lauren Boebert's anti-Muslim remarks, passing a bill to confront Islamophobia worldwide. The vote comes weeks after Boebert joked that Minnesota Democrat Ilhan Omar, who is Muslim, could be a suicide bomber. Democrats say Republican leadership should take more punitive measures, but that's not likely. The bill would create a position in the State Department to combat Islamophobia. Snowy in the mountains tonight, clear along the Front Range, 39 degrees in Denver. This is CPR News.